that I had. I'm trying to think of a good one. I used to keep a dream journal, so I could always pull that up if we really wanted to get into exposing me. Oh, no. I'm trying to think of a... okay. I remember one time I had this dream where...
Hi, this is Chris France of Talking Heads, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, Accra.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Henning's Local Test Kitchen in Round Top, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Monday, May 23rd, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the air at WGXC. Including at 9 a.m. on the WGXC Morning Show, we'll hear from Elena Sianko, the Executive and Artistic Director at PS21 in Chatham, about what they are up to this summer. At 10 a.m., tune in the Afrosonic Taxi with Echoes of the Congo. At 11 a.m., Brendan Donegan is playing favorites with David Byrne live from the WGXC Hut.
So let me testify. I was born in Haiti. My daddy was a minister. He believed in having churches in the hood, you know what I mean? He brought us to Newark, New Jersey after Brooklyn. 1108 South Orange Avenue. Let me take you back to what gospel, Caribbean vibes felt like in that church. Hello, God. Hello. Hello, God. Hello. Hello, God.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got another testimony. Hello, talk to me.
I feel you in the darkness of the night, and in the valley you're right by my side. And though I think it's strange, each time I run from pain, when that's the tool you use to make me right, so I say,
holy, 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 holy. Take your shoes off. This ground is holy.
So I say,
holy, 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 holy. Take your shoes off.
Whatever comes my way.
Hello, God. Hello. Hello, God. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, God. Hello.
When I see a brand new day.
Hello, God. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, God. Hello. Hello, God.
Lord, I'm calling and I can't seem to get through. Yeah,
so right now,
Father, feel my soul.
Calm down,
cause the world turned cold.
Fall down
on your knees and pray. Lord, we humble ourselves and say,
holy, holy,
yeah.
Holy, holy,
holy.
Take your shoes off. This ground is holy.
So I say,
holy, holy,
holy,
holy, holy.
You're holy.
Take your shoes off. I am.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I am back from the burning bush.
Hello, God. Hello. Hello, y'all. Hello. Hello, Mr. Randall Martin. Hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Happy Sunday to all of our listeners. What a blessed day it is.
To God be the glory for allowing us to see a new day with hallelujah. No bombs bursting in the air, no troops tanking in our streets. Ah, thank you, God. Hallelujah. And Lord, when we get this whole gun situation under control, we'll say no bullets flying over our heads. Help us, holy God. Hello, God. Here we are. We're calling on you, knocking on heaven's door once again. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist, and I come to you to do what we do, bring you music for your heart, your mind, and your soul. Music with a message. We have come through another wonderful week here in Columbia County, and wherever you are, I hope it was a pretty good week for you too. Celebrated on last week, Armed Forces Day. How about that on yesterday? And so snaps and claps to all of those in the armed forces again. We have seven songs back to back for you. Oh, before I move any further, I can't even say I was remiss. I was ignorant about the massacre in Buffalo last Sunday. And that's why I didn't say anything about it. I hadn't heard about it at that point. Our prayers go out for the families, the family of the killer. And certainly, unless they trained him up, and from what I read, they did not. To be that way. They're in grief too. The families whose family members were just senselessly snatched out of this world, God. Oh, heavenly help, heavenly help. We pray for those families, God. There's families that are suffering loss tragically and unnecessarily in Ukraine, in Africa, in Central America. Lord God, oh my God. Senselessly, and God sees it and God knows it, and God cares, and it breaks the heart of God, and it should break the heart of man too, enough to want to do something about it. And we want to do something about it. And one of the things we get to do is we get to give music with a heart for the mind and the soul, so that our heart and mind and soul can get right, and we don't have this animosity and this hatred towards people we don't even know. It's just senseless, it's evil, it's demonic. But God has given us power over the power of the adversary, who only comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But we have victory in Jesus Christ. And if God has us, that's one less that the devil's got, one less God got to worry about. And we just keep spreading that word and let the church out there say amen.
Amen.
So we got some songs, hallelujah. And some of it's personal, some of it is corporate, some of it is global. Heaven help me, hallelujah. Whatever the help is that you need from heaven. Oh, we have that for you. Praise the Lord. Mr. Zach Williams is singing that. God, turn it around. John Reddick. Thank you, Miranda Curtis. Grateful, Hezekiah Walker. Thank you, for being God. Travis Green. I put you first, Brian Andrew Wilson. My God, Jordan Strong. God is on our side, Andre Crouch. I understand. Smokey Norfolk and Spirit Lead Me, Influence Music featuring Mr. Michael Ketterer. We got the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul right here. Don't you go nowhere. Seven songs coming your way back to back, 32 minutes uninterrupted music. And here we go. I'll be back after that with my spiritual social commentary for today. Thank you, Mr. Martin. Let's hear it.
Find the words when I can barely breathe. I'm falling on my knees. Heaven help me, heaven help me. When I can't feel you near, when I can't hear you speak, I'm falling on my knees. Heaven help me, heaven help me. Help me. Help me.
I'm praying, God, come and turn this thing around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. I'm calling on the name that changes everything, yes. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. All of my hope is in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough will come, come in the name of Jesus. I'm praying, God, come and turn this thing around. Turn it around, God, turn it around, God, turn it around. I'm calling on the name that changes everything. Oh yeah, yeah. God, turn it around, God, turn it around, God, turn it around. 'Cause all of my
glorified.
Yeah, say in my life.
Be glorified.
Yeah, say in my life.
Be glorified.
Yeah, in my life.
Be glorified. You get the glory, Lord.
You get the glory, Lord.
You get the glory. So you get the glory, Lord.
You get the glory, Lord.
You get the glory, Lord. Don't mind giving God glory. Can you bless him right there? That's it. Glory to God. We bless you, God. We cry, oh. Thank you.
Time, I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at them and tell them, yes, I'm grateful. The victories that we've won. Tell them I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful, so grateful to praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Grateful man.
You're too big for error. You're too wise for mistakes. You are a mighty God, perfect in all your ways. You were here.
You are here listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, New York. We are listener-supported radio for open ears. And this is Pastor Kami, a perpetual optimist. We're here for you. Music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Mr. Travis Green, thank you for being God.
Perfect in all your ways. Hey, you were here before my favorite. And you'll be here, God, when nothing else is left. You are forever and always. Oh, you love me in spite of my flaws. And you hold me close. Hey. I'm grateful that you won't give up. Here's why. 'Cause you love me.
You love me. When no one else would, you kept me. When no one else could, thank you for being God. Thank you for being God. Thank you for being God. Thank you.
Let go.
For
you're too
God.
Big. Hey, forever.
Perfect in all
your ways. Before my face.
trust, oh God, in everything I do. Acknowledge you, oh God, I give myself to you. Creator of all things, you created my heart brand new. I put you first in worship and in truth. I put you first in worship and in truth. My heart is healing, my spirit is yielding, my soul is burning with desire to please you. My hands are lifted in surrender to your will. I put you first in worship and in truth. I put you first in worship and in
second, let me brag on my God. He the truth, yeah, he be showing off. Yeah, I promise he never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. He the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my. I love my God, he keep them bands on me. You may say I'm tripping, I'm your fan only. I love the time that we be spending low-key. And I know they rockin' with me when his hands on me. Oh, this is all I know. I know you riding with me when the times get low. So I be on a mission till your plan I go. And I can tell you vibe with me. Oh, you protect me from every weapon. And every lesson has a blessing. And there's a reason why I'm reppin'. Hold on, wait a second, wait a second. Let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, he's showing off. Yeah, I promise he never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. He the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me
about your love, love, love. Finally got somebody I could trust, trust, trust. Why you keeping me? I really just don't know. As you can see, we got it going up. Yeah, because of you. And when I got you beside me, I can't lose. And all that hating, they talking, it ain't true. And I'ma tell the world, cause they gotta know. You attack me from every weapon. And every lesson has a blessing. And there's a reason why I'm rapping. Hold on, wait a second. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, he be showing off. Showing off. Yeah, I promise he never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my. Brag on my. Brag on my. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, he be showing off. Yeah, I promise he never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my.
Yes, beloved, it is true. God is on our side. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Can you imagine? Lord, have mercy. Where would we be if God wasn't on our side? If the adversary, the devil, was able to run completely amok, where would we be? Well, I thank you, Lord, for the opportunities given to us to brag on our God. Hallelujah. Want to let the world know that you all right with us. Listen, beloved, I want to talk to you today. I want to share, give a credit to where credit is due. I was reading this devotional this morning. It is so timely, I believe. It's from the Daily Bread devotional, and it's titled Something Deep and Binding. Something Deep and Binding. Listen to this story. It's written by Lynn Collier. Says Amina, an Iraqi immigrant, and Joseph, an American from birth, attended a political protest on opposite sides. We've been taught, taught to believe that those who are separated by ethnicity and politics carry unbridled animosity toward each other. However, when a small mob accosted Joseph trying to set his shirt on fire, Amina rushed to his defense. Do you hear me, beloved? She rushed to his defense. I don't think we could be any further apart as people, Joseph told a reporter. And yet, it was just kind of like this common, that's not okay moment. Something deeper than politics knit Amina and Joseph together. Though we often have genuine disagreements with one another, amen, substantial differences we often can't ignore, tell the truth, there are far deeper realities that bind us together. We're all created by God, and each of us, regardless of gender, social class, ethnic identity, or political persuasion, and I will add, or religious affiliation, is created in his own image. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 27 tells us that. Whatever else might be true, God is reflected in both you and me. Further, he's given us a shared purpose to fill and rule God's world with wisdom and care. Whenever we forget how we're bound together in God, we do damage to ourselves and others. But whenever we come together in his grace and truth, we participate in his desire to make a good and flourishing world. That's the bottom line, beloved. The writer asked a question, two questions for our reflection. Who seems to be completely different from you? Seems to be completely different from you. If you cut me, do I not bleed? What would it be like to spend time with them, sharing what you have in common? Just sharing what you have in common. And a prayer. God, the way the world is right now, it's hard to believe that because of you, every person shares something deep inside. Help us see this truth. Let me read verses 26 to 28 in Genesis 1 for you. It says, then God said, let us make mankind in our image and our likeness so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals and over all the creatures that move along the ground. God created mankind to rule over all of these things. He didn't create us to rule over each other. That's why it was so important for the misguided, profit-motive-minded, moved and demonically directed forebears to enslave Black people and call them animals so that they could make this text justify their actions. But we have seen the hand of God move. It took several hundred years, and that's another message for another time. But he moved to show that that was a lie. It was a lie then. It's a lie now. It'll be a lie tomorrow. God created mankind, humanity, in God's own image. And in the image of God, he created them, male and female. He created them in his own image. Women are just as much the image and likeness of God as men are. God blessed them and said to them, the male and the female, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. When God said, let us make mankind in our image and our likeness, that they could rule, he was saying to rule on his behalf. Contextually understand, humans are created by God and are like him in unique ways, in ways that are different from animals. We get to think, we get to reason. Oh my God, what animal, what insect, what bird can build skyscrapers or go to the moon or beyond? We were created with unique abilities and in unique ways that allow us to rule over and have dominion over what he's created on his behalf. And this grand governing assignment includes the capacity to reason critically, to judge wisely, to create with beauty and utility. these and other aspects of being like God are included in human beings. We're crowned with glory and honor. And that's from the word of God in Psalm chapter 8 and verse 5. And that's an insight from a brother, Arthur Jackson, that I wanted to put out there in the atmosphere and share with you today. Beloved, listen to what the word of God says. In Mark 12, 31, Jesus says, the second great commandment is like this. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no greater commandment than these. Love God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your neighbor as yourself. Hallelujah. Peter tells us in 1 Peter 3, be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. Oh my God, help us, holy God. We have a loss of memory about what God's word says. In Galatians chapter 5, Paul writes to the church, the entire law is fulfilled in keeping one command, love your neighbor as yourself. Oh my God. And in Hebrews chapter 13 and 1-2, he says, keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. Don't forget to show hospitality to strangers. For by so doing, some people have shown hospitality to angels without even knowing it. In Romans 15 and 2, he says, each of us should please our neighbors for their good, to build them up. Beloved, I don't know why people are so scared of the word of God, but I'm telling you, the word of God speaks to what's going on today, gives us insight, gives us perspective, calls us to be respected and introspective of who we are, where we are, and how we doing what we do. Listen, beloved, there's something more deeper and more binding than politics, than social and cultural mores that change from generation to change, not even from generation to generation. I keep going back to the fact that a couple of years ago, you couldn't have walked into a bank with a mask on, into a post office with a mask on, into a grocery store, any place of business with a mask on, and not be met by the police at the door. Things change, beloved. We've got to change. We got to change, beloved. Amen. We've been taught to believe. And there are peer pastors and preachers who are teaching people that their ethnicity and politics are what they are supposed to be beholden to. No, there's something deeper and more binding. And that is that we are created in the image of God. Let us focus on the things that keep us and are always going to keep us in common to each other. One humanity, one creator, one God, one father of us all. And that's my spiritual social commentary for today, beloved. And that's my thought. That's my word. I'm sticking to it. Let me tell you, it's hard out here, but God is on our side and God understands. So let us continue. Take that with you. Encourage somebody. Love your neighbor. You might be entertaining a stranger. And that stranger might be an angel sent by God in human form or in spirit form. You never know. Are you with me? God is on our side. I understand, Mr. Smokey Norfolk coming up. Then we'll be back with our final prayer for today, for this moment.
Sometimes I feel like giving up. It seems like my best just ain't good enough. Lord, if you hear me, I'm calling you. Do you see, do you care all about what I'm going through? And then he said, one more day, one more step. See, I'm preparing you for myself. And when you can't hear my voice, please trust my plan. I'm the Lord, I see, and yes, I understand. But sometimes I feel like I'm all alone. I'm just like a stranger so far from home. I
feel like I've done all that I can do. Please, Lord, give me strength. I'm just trying to make it through. And that's when he told me. I am the Lord, and I change it not. I won't forget, no, have I forgot.
He is the Lord, and he understands. Believe me when I tell you, he understands. He knows what you're going through. And I hear somebody saying, yeah, you picked out the book, good parts of the Bible, but there's some stuff in there I don't agree with. Get in a good Bible study group. Talk about it. Talk it out. Gain wisdom and understanding and knowledge that allows you to see the wisdoms of the Word of God, even when we don't understand. Yes, God understands, beloved. Well, listen, I'm about ready to get out of here. Congratulations to all those who won in the school district elections all around the nation, and some I think are going to be taking place in other parts. But today, education of our children is so important. We have to pay attention to what's going on in our schools, beloved. We do. So praying for you all as you start your new terms. I want to say a happy birthday to all the May birthdays. And the Lord saying the same. We'll be together again from now till then. Stay blessed. Don't quit in the dip. Remember, God loves you and I love you too. I pray blessings upon you. And if you see me, shake my hand. I'm your friend. God understands. Here we go. One more song for you. A music with a message for your heart, your mind, and soul. This one is by Influence Music and Mr. Michael Ketterer. Spirit, lead me. Spirit, lead me. Let that be your prayer this week.
This is my worship, this is my offering, in every moment I withhold nothing, I'm learning to trust you, even when I can't see it, and even in suffering, I have to believe. If you say it's wrong, then I'll say no. If you say release, I'm letting go. If you're in it with me, I'll begin. And when you say to jump, I'm diving in. If you say be still, then I will wait. If you say to trust, I'll